Hey there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show where we talk about the Akashic Records, we talk about your life, we talk about life in general, and we talk about your divine source, the divine source of all things. We don't necessarily get religious on the show, but there are insights that the divine brings us from many, many different places. But today, I've got to tell you, it's my birthday. Today is my birthday, and I am so happy to share it with you. And I want to say how blessed and grateful I am, not only to have all of you as listeners and folks in my life, but because I am blessed with wonderful children and a good husband and just lots of blessings. And it doesn't mean that there aren't some rough spots, but everything I have in my life, both what could be looked at as negative, definitely looked at as positive, have always been gifts to me. It's been an important piece in my life that for me to hopefully remember where the gifts are of the woundings that I've received and have moved into a state of beginning to become aware of my feelings. Now, what's interesting, today being my birthday, and it's the first day of the rest of my life, I did some contemplation last week, and I'm going to be doing some more contemplation this week for a variety of reasons. But what I really looked at, and I encourage you to look at also, is that although I have thought, in other words, like I was feeling, somewhere back in my life, I stopped truly feeling the feelings. And when I stopped feeling the feelings, what happened was I became an observer and more out of my body than in my body. And so this is, and there was like, this may have been very apparent to people who know me well. But what I realized is that right around the age of 8, circumstances happened that caused me to shut down. And I kind of think I know what they are, but I'm not 100% yet. I'm still looking. And I don't even know if I want to know. What I'm more interested in and what my guidance has told me for me to become aware of is to begin to notice and become vigilantly aware of how I feel about things. And now people, again, who know me would be very surprised to hear that I don't feel things. And it's not that I don't. I have emotions. I show emotions. But Donna, knows that there's a depth of emotion and there's a depth of truth that I haven't been able to get at. And the record keepers have been very loving and very patient because sometimes when something is so, I'm hearing the word painful, but it's not, when it's so painful that you can't move into a sense that you observe your feelings and only feel a part of the feelings. But what has happened is that it's also helped me to be compassionate in some cases, in most cases, with other people. Yet the compassion is also a way of me understanding that I'm observing other people's pains and struggles, and I'm able to support them. And there's a deep part of me that also wants to be supported. And what I have realized is that I cannot ask, well, it's not that I can't ask, that what I need to know from me and what my intention is to help others is to understand how to support myself in being compassionate with me and in really being able to feel without worrying about the pain. Now what that means is that when you stop worrying about the pain and move through the pain to the aspect of observing from a depth of understanding, that's where it's at. So my intention is to move through the pain to a depth of understanding. And so that's where we're at right now. That's where I'm at right now. And by the way, if that caller would, there was a caller on the line, I had to finish that thought. If the caller would call back, I'm happy to talk to you. In fact, I'm happy to talk to anybody who would like to comment on what I'm saying. But it came very clear to me today. Today is also Rosh Hashanah. And for those people who are not familiar with those words or what that means, it's the Jewish New Year. It's what Jews all over the world celebrate Rosh Hashanah as the beginning of the 10 days of awe. And the 10 days of awe go from today, and there are different days every year because it goes by the Hebrew calendar, but today is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which, by the way, is very poignant for me because it's my birthday. It's truly my birthday. And I went to the synagogue today, and I was listening to... Actually, what was very interesting is they had a woman speaker there today, and she said some things and told some stories that were really pointed out to me where I was at in this observance. Now, let me just kind of go back. For those people who are not aware of what I'm talking about with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah is considered to be the birth date, or the birthday, if you will, of our species, of our awareness. Maybe that's the best way to explain it to you. It's with the Jews, we celebrate the giving of the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai to Moses, and so this is the culmination of that time. So this is the birth date of all peoples on the planet, if you will. I know that might sound religious, but the point I'm trying to make is that there's 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is considered the Day of Atonement. The concept is that all peoples who are born and who have ever been born are written in a thing called the Book of Life, which is akin to universal consciousness or the Akashic Records. Although the Bible doesn't say, quote-unquote, Akashic Records, there's many references in both the New and the Old and the New Testament that talk about being written in the Book of Life. Well, as you know, that's what I work with, is the Akashic Records. And prior to this program, I open my Akashic Records, and so when you call in and you ask for questions, I access the records for you, and when we do a consultation, I access the records for you, and I teach this and extra. Anyway, back to the days of awe. So between Rosh Hashanah, which is today, and Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, the belief is, or the concept is that those 10 days are the time for you to review your life of the previous year and to look at all the places where things went well and to look at all the things that may have not gone so well, and then to move into the concept of how can I be better, and then to look at where you may have hurt someone, even if it's unknowingly. And Jewish law says that during the days of awe and during that time, says that if in fact you have hurt another human being, that you must ask for that human being's forgiveness first before God will forgive you. Now that, to me, is religious or not, is an interesting concept, that we need to forgive our those who have hurt us, as well as we need to be forgiven by those we have hurt before being written into the Book of Life. Because that's on Yom Kippur, again, the Jewish way is to say that all this 10 days happens, and those who are meant to live will live, and those who are meant to die will die, etc., and it's all written in the Book of Life for the following year. Well, what's important here for us all to look at is, what does God really want from us? What does divine really want from us? What does Creator Source really want from us as humans? And one of the sources, one of the stories, rather, that was told today, I felt was extremely poignant. And it's so important for us to really look at this concept that as light workers, the majority of us do believe in a supreme being. We believe that there is a greater source than ourselves. And I want to get back to the story. We have a caller. And I want to tell the story about the silversmith. So if I forget, I want somebody to remind me. But we'll take this caller and then we'll go on. Hello, caller. You're on Akashic Wisdom. This is Donna Fox. How are you?
Oh, hi. Hello. Dana. This is Leela.
Hi, Leela. This is Donna. My name's Donna.
hi there.
Hi, I'm so glad to talk to you.
I'm so happy to talk to you, actually. I'm not sure. There's lots of stuff going on in my life, and I just wondered what insight you would have for me.
Okay. And your first name is Leela?
Yes.
Yes, and where are you calling from, Leela?
Florida.
Florida, okay. And have you listened to our program, the program before?
No, actually, this is the first time. I just tuned in and resonated, and I thought I would give you a call.
Okay, great. How do you spell your first name, dear?
L-E-E-L-A.
Okay. All right, now, good, okay. So typically we need last names, but I'm not going to ask you for the last name on the air. But what you want to know is when you're asking, let me just kind of bring you up to speed. What we do here is, I'm happy to answer your questions, but let's get a little bit more specific. You have to look at the Akashic records like God's great search engine in the sky, if you will, or in the ethers.
Right.
So the more specific the question, the better the answer.
Okay, I'll tell you. I came here in Florida. I bought a business, and in the space of 3 months, the business did not go well. We were losing money. And so I just want to know, in the whole scheme of things, will I ever recover the money? What does my son do for a job? That's what I'm looking for help with.
Okay. So those are kind of future psychic questions. And so here's what I would like to do is I would like you to look at... here's what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to look at what your expectations were for that business and what research you did and what your gut feeling was when you purchased it. The reason I say it is because I don't consider myself a psychic. We're doing information on the here and now. So what's important for you to understand is what energy were you holding, and where was the underlying anger when you moved to Florida? What I'm hearing is there was some type of underlying anger either you were carrying that was in that was a part of that business transaction. There was some type of negative energy that created a block and an anger and frustration within you or your partner that blocked the success. And what I'd like you to do is really look at that, and then and then give me a call back, those are the questions we want to answer for you about what's happening in the here and now. Not tomorrow, but what choices can you make today that will help you shift that energy?
Okay.
So,
Thank you.
I want you to listen to the rest of the program, and then I want you to have just do some considering about what was just said, and then move into a more specific question so we can help you. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
Sounds good. Thank you.
I'm so glad you called. Thank you so much, Leela. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We have another caller on the line. Hello, caller. This is Donna Fox.
Hi, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Who's
my
this?
My name is Kim. My name is Kim.
Hi, Kim. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oakland, California. I've talked to you one time before.
Okay.
We had a great conversation. I don't remember, but I just liked it. The reason I'm calling is I've been thinking a lot about the Akashic Records, particularly about
I didn't hear what you said. I didn't hear what's the
question. I've been thinking a lot about the Akashic Records.
Okay.
And particularly about origins, because I've been looking at material on 2012. And I was wondering, am I from here? Where is my origin? I was listening to some tapes about God, and I made it seem like a very strange question, but does each universe have a different God to it?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a very great question.
Really? Because I was embarrassed to ask it wanted to.
Oh, that's a fabulous question. I love those kind of questions because I want to know too. So when you ask a question like that, we get to ask the records together and get this insight from the record keepers, okay? So that's a great question.
Great.
Okay, so first of all, let's talk about you. All right. What's coming to me is, Kim, is that it's not the planet. It's more of a constellation. It's really a the first time you came into density, and that's the best way to explain it to you, because we are all souls together. We all travel in different soul groups, but then we make the decision to come into density, to experience the density on various planets and various star systems in various physicalities. So we're not always human. We're not always even an alien that would have intelligence. Sometimes we come in as animals. I mean, not to say that animals aren't intelligent, because they're, in many cases, more intelligent than humans, especially like dolphins and whales and things. But what's important for you to understand about you is that you have a Pleiadian connection. And so, have you ever heard of the Pleiades?
Oh, I've read about them.
And what did you feel in your body when you read about them?
It was very intelligent, very kind race, and the planet seemed beautiful, and some similarities to us.
Go ahead.
I thought that probably from a constellation in the Pleiades, but not necessarily from the main group or something. I don't know.
Try the star Lyra.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Well, how does it feel in your body?
Happiness.
Right. So the reason that's important. Now, notice the reason why that is being asked, is whether I'm talking to someone on the telephone, like I am with you now on this show, or whether I'm doing a consultation on the telephone with someone, or if I'm in person with someone, the barometer for truth is how do the words feel in your body? Does it feel like truth?
It actually felt like happy. I got just
right.
Just saying the word.
Well, have you ever found truth not to be happy? I mean, there was like it's a confirmation for you, is what I mean.
Depends if the guy's telling you he doesn't like you.
If that's truth, then you're not. It's not rejection. It's protection. Who wants to be with somebody who doesn't like you?
you want to get the truth
up front as soon as possible, right?
Right, right.
Okay, right.
But that made me feel, it's like it resonated. It just, like, my whole body.
That's the point. It resonated. And that's the point of truth. And so the idea here is that's what I'm hearing is your area of origin. Now, what's important also, you had asked a very important question, is the God that we worship here, on this planet, the same God that is throughout the universe. And the reality is that if, in fact, the definition, it's really not so much, is it the same God? It's what is our definition of the divine? Because to answer that question about whether it's the same has everything to do with the individual human's definition of what and who God is to them. So, for example, if we are still looking at God as some were taught as children, as a judgmental God, or a God on a throne, or only a masculine God rather than a non-gendered God, or if we're looking at God as a vengeful God, then that God can only be that's very interesting. What they're saying is a vengeful God can only be accessed by vengeful people.
Fascinating.
That's very fascinating. So the idea of the source of the divine source and the source beyond the source is love. But love in such a pure form that it can, in some cases, be beyond our comprehension as humans.
Right.
And the love that the divine has for us is not judgmental. It's open for us to have free will choice and choose how we are going to actually express our love for ourselves and for others.
That feels really right. The reason why I ask that is different concepts of God. Since 2012 is coming up, I've been reading, and there's so many different concepts of what people find as their truth about 2012, about God, about what will happen. And so it kind of made me just start to question the whole God concept. And perhaps where everyone is from might lead to different pictures or different, I had this dream years ago where I was underwater and there was these beings with strange looking heads, but the whole world was underwater. But then dolphins communicated, whales, whatever, but everyone communicated. You could walk next to an animal, like a dolphin, and they communicated very well. And people had strange heads.
They exchanged what?
It seemed like they had strange-looking heads. They weren't bad-looking. They were just kind of bigger.
Okay.
And you breathe through the through whatever that was inside the atmosphere. It was a thicker atmosphere. But it was a world, but it just happened to be in a dream. And so I guess maybe there are different worlds or different concepts of God. But the whole idea, you say, love is the main concept. Love runs through everything.
It will run through everything. But are you interested to know more about that dream?
I would love to. It was the weirdest dream. Everyone was happy and joyful, but everyone looked different.
Well, what's coming forward is that was an Atlantean experience.
Oh. Being underwater like that?
Mm-hmm. Because there were different civilizations in Atlantis. And there were some that lived underwater and some that lived on top of water. And when the flood came, there were other species that began to live underwater for many, many eons before Atlantis rose. And to be able to move into another dimension or realm.
Everyone was kind. There was no negative energy whatsoever. It was very loving.
That was definitely a lot. That was early Atlantis, yeah.
Well, it was fascinating. And I was just kind of watching everyone. You know?
Right.
This is interesting, you know?
Yeah.
People were communicating with dolphins. Interesting.
Yeah. And the dolphin energy brings, and that's what you have to understand, it's one of the reasons the dolphins are becoming more and more, are expanding our own awareness. The closer you get to a dolphin, or if you move into really wanting to be around a dolphin, the dolphin has the energy and the intelligence of not only our history, but of our happiness.
Wow. Of our happiness?
Of our happiness. And the key here is that we as humans have this, and we're going back to the idea of divine source or God. We as humans, in many cases, have been raised to believe that we are it's more important, this is a very interesting concept here, it's more important for us to be good than it is for us to be happy. It's more important for us to do what we quote unquote should do than for us to be happy. And that's not to say that we should not do something wrong, okay? It's not that we should do things that are against other people, but the key here is for human beings to really move into what it feels like, looks like, and operates like to be happy in density.
Oh.
And so
I never thought about it. I mean, the concept that you just mentioned is a real mind-boggling one. That the idea that dolphins hold the keys of happiness. They hold that energy inside themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never even have thought of that concept.
It's very hard not to be joyful and happy when you're around dolphins. It's impossible.
Yeah, because they seem like they're smiling all the time.
Well, not to mention the fact that their energy will wipe sadness away.
Interesting.
And if we pursue to be sad when we're around the dolphins, it is our own ego that's creating the sadness. It's not the dolphins. The dolphins understand, because they are so divinely connected, and because they are connected on such an intelligent level, their concept is not, they don't even have the concept of unhappiness.
Wow.
It's the idea is that they're there to show us the way of what it feels like to be loving and to be happy. That's why everyone is so joyful when they're around them.
But even though we harm them with our fishing, they still manage to be happy?
Well, first of all, the idea of harming them, okay, it has to do with a greater awareness of what we're actually doing to the planet.
Right.
What the record keepers are saying is, again, this is not about condoning hurting the dolphins. Clearly, that is not what's being said. But what's being said is the idea of hurting the dolphins gets human beings so up in arms that they will it's creating a ripple effect about how, what we're doing to the planet and what we're doing to our bodies. So in many cases, what the dolphins actually have done is to sacrifice themselves for our awareness.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, because of movies like The Cove, and because of the awareness, we as humans are reaching out beyond ourselves and coming together in a space of love, and it's another opportunity for us to love, even if it's loving outside of ourselves, but the dolphin energy will help humans love themselves.
This makes, because I did feel extremely happy in that dream, even though the people didn't look like I had visions of people to look quite. So that makes
notice
sense.
The judgment you were carrying.
Yeah.
And,
I
notice the judgment you were carrying, and notice how you freed yourself from that judgment.
Yeah, I was happy in the dream. I just knew that I was, and I actually felt like I was on another planet. So when you said it was Atlantis, it makes sense because compared to where we are now, it is sort of another planet.
Of course,
it was sort of another.
Really, it was a different dimension of Earth. Absolutely. Yeah.
Can I just ask one other question? I'm curious.
Sure.
Why did I come here? What was the point of coming to Earth? Why wouldn't I just stay where I was?
Well, first of all, you know, Kim, that's a very important question. And and for you, it's a long answer.
Oh, it is? Okay.
That's right. And because what I'm hearing is there's multiple reasons that you, and multiple areas of work that you have chosen to do on this planet that you're not even close to being aware of yet.
That's interesting. So you're saying basically I'm not even aware of what I'm doing yet.
It's not that you're not aware of what you're doing. Is that but your steps have been laid out only to a certain point for yourself.
Right.
And it's all, like you have this understanding within you. But there's even more without, and they're not showing me what the more is because I don't do
futures.
Okay, but
I'm going to do a lifetime.
We had some feedback there, so I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I said I'm going to do it this lifetime.
Well, again, that has everything to do with your free will choice.
Oh, okay.
And so, what I would encourage you to do is to email me. I will email you information on my work, and you may want to consider having a consultation.
I think it would be really great. This is
I think it'll give you a lot of answers that you're looking for about why your life is or has been the way it is, and not so much what your quote unquote should do, but what your possibilities are.
Thank you. This has been really fascinating.
Good. I'm glad it was helpful.
I really appreciate this. I hope you have a great birthday.
Thank you so much for calling. Bye. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye.
Keep listening. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
And so I would like to just encourage anyone who is interested to also email me if you're going to, would like to be on my email list. So, and you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And that's AKASHIC wisdom, just like the show, akashicwisdom.com. info@akashicwisdom.com, and I would be happy to send you information not only of my work but the upcoming workshops and where you can learn how to actually access your own Akashic records. So so what's available to you is not only consultations but also a workshop where you can access your own Akashic records. In fact, one is coming up in Pittsburgh. And that is coming up the first weekend in October, and you can still get in on the early registration discount. And what that includes, it's $333, and it includes a one-hour telephone consultation with me prior to the workshop. So if that's of interest to you, do email me. I'll email you all the information about the workshop. It's, like I said, it's going to be on, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on October 3rd and 4th. And so, again, info@akashicwisdom.com, or if you would prefer to call me on my private number, it's 216-691-1233. And there will also be another a Level 1 Akashic Records workshop in October in Cleveland, Ohio. So that's coming up on the 24th and 25th of October. Okay, so here's what I want to share with you. I was talking to you earlier about this time, in that next 10 days. And what's important is that when I was at the synagogue, this woman was telling the story of the silversmith. And what she was saying is that there were a group of women that were studying Torah. And Torah is basically the Old Testament for people who don't understand Judaism. It's easy to say. It's the Old Testament and the Psalms. And there's also other books that you can be studying. But they were studying the first five books of Moses, and which is the Old Testament. Now, what was in their studies, what they noticed or what they read was that God was, or the divine, or however you want to say, but in this particular case it said God, was likened and compared to a silversmith. And they didn't understand what the words meant. What does it mean that God was likened to a silversmith? And so they decided that they would go as a group to watch a silversmith form pieces out of and create the silver pieces. They wanted to see what the process was. So they went to the silversmith, and they were observing, and they were watching him put the silver into the fire, which is extremely hot fire. And they were watching him do this, and one of the women said to the silversmith, "How do you know when the silver is ready to take out of the fire?" And the silversmith said, "That's very easy. It's when I can see my reflection." That was a very powerful story for me. And what that says to me is that not only have I, for my life, been series of times where I felt I have been thrown or put into the fire, but it also is a confirmation for me that I can be truly in the likeness of the divine. And that when my connection and my awareness is complete, I can see the reflection of God, and God can see the reflection of God within me. God can see itself in me. Love can see its reflection in me when I have embodied love to be able to shine and exhibit from me. My reflection as I walk through life is love. And so, as we strive for that, and clearly we as humans, some get closer to that than others, not from a judgment point of view, but from an understanding and awareness point of view. The peace that brings us closer to the reflection of the divine within us is totally and completely, it has everything to do with not only forgiving ourselves, but it also has to do with being willing to receive, experience, and offer joy and happiness in our lives. And remember, the word was receive. So I want you just to consider that. Consider the idea of where forgiveness can take you and where your joy is. We've talked about joy before. We have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. This is Donna Fox. How are you?
Very good, Donna. How are you?
Good. Who am I talking to?
My name is Winston, and I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
Hi, Winston. Well, welcome. Have you listened to the program before?
Actually, this is the first time I've been on.
Oh, well, that's great. I'm glad you're here.
Luck of the draw to get on with you.
Luck of the draw. There you go. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I was just reading your what your program is all about, and I was wondering if you could shed a little light on what my soul's intention is.
Well, your soul's intention for this lifetime, you mean?
Yes, for this lifetime. I'm just kind of wondering, why am I here at this time? And I've wondered that for quite a while.
I've got to tell you that I get that question more often than not. And when we talk about that with someone, one of the things that the record keepers like you to be, again, if you've been listening, you'll hear me say from the record keepers that the more specific the question, the better the answer. So there's various areas of life about soul intention, if you will, of coming back. So, again, since we're, you know, this is a, we've got to do this kind of quickly, and I just want to make one comment. The record keepers will give you an answer this evening and can give you a partial answer this evening, rather. But what's important, and the way that I actually access the records from another person is through their current legal first and last legal name. So because I'm just getting your first name and I'm accessing through a different my records, it's not like I want you to know that it's a different quality. So there's really more information here than what I'm going to give you. Not also from a privacy point of view from the program. So just let's see where this goes. So what we want you to talk about is what area of your life are you most curious about? Your purpose in spirituality, career, relationships, or finances?
Career or spirituality?
Which one?
Whatever one comes first.
No, your choice. You're the driver in all consultations.
Career.
Again? Career. So you want to understand what's your soul's intention for coming into this lifetime as far as your career is concerned, correct?
Yes. I've had many careers, and I'm currently in on a little break, and I was wondering what my next career will be.
This is not about futures. This is about here and now. So interestingly enough, they're showing me a canvas, a blank canvas.
Okay.
Now, and they're also talking to me about art, I'm going to say this, but I'm asking them, and they're talking about Georgia O'Keeffe. Do you have any connection with that artist?
No, I've never heard tell before.
You never heard the name?
No. Well, I'll certainly look it up.
Yes, do that, because there's something about her story and her art that has meaning for you.
Okay.
Now, the other piece has, the next thing they're showing me is a table, like a massage table.
Okay.
And what's interesting is that there's also, and there's, this is a room they're showing me, so this is not my information, so I can only assume you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, then you need to ask. They're showing this, so within this room is a massage table. It actually happens to be a purple, and that's important for me to say, they said, a purple massage table. And there's a desk there. And they're showing me you sitting at the desk just staring at the massage table. Do you understand what that means?
No, not at all, actually, but it's definitely something to focus on.
Yes, so because I don't interpret anything, what it would be important for you to do is really look, consider that image and all the various aspects of what that brings up for you.
Okay.
So I want you, right now, what they're suggesting is that you imagine putting yourself right there in behind the desk, very nice, beautiful chair, very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a deep breath and imagine that. And they're suggesting that in your mind's eye, you sit at this beautiful desk and you stare at the massage table. And what's the first thing that comes from your heart? First word.
Some form of healing.
Some form of healing. Is it?
Yes.
And the next question is it a form of healing you want to participate in to help people, or you want to receive?
Both, actually.
I do
enjoy it.
You enjoy
and
healing?
I know. Yes.
So are you a healer?
I don't think so, but maybe I am on the inside.
And notice how this feels in your body.
Comfortable.
Very comfortable. So what the record
yes.
keepers would like you to do is to work with this image and to actually begin to journal about it and take the information and notice the different feelings and put yourself in that desk and stare at the table, and then put yourself on the table and stare at the desk, and then put yourself as the healer on the table, healing yourself.
Okay.
Imagine you've got your body on the table and you're healing yourself. And take those different images and move into that space. And literally, and journal about it without thinking about editing it.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So it's like, again, we could go deeper, but we've only got 15 more minutes, and I've got another caller. So I want you to work with that and email me, and I'll put you on my email list, and I'll send you some information.
Okay, and I'll get your email off the website.
Well, I'm just going to tell you whatever you do, don't use the email off the website.
Okay.
You got to use info, I-N-F-O,
yeah.
akashicwisdom.com.
Okay.
Info at akashicwisdom.com, and I will be able, and we can connect that way. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you very much, Donna.
All right. Well, thank you, Winston.
I appreciate that.
All right. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, caller. This is Donna Fox. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm good. How are you?
And good. And who am I talking to?
This is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
I have a question. I just heard the last bit. The way to reach you, I was thinking of going to your website. Do you have one, or do I need
to... Yeah, but actually, I'm looking for a webmaster because I need it to be redesigned, and I don't want you to use the email there. Let me get the email that you would contact me at is info, I-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com, just like the program, akashicwisdom.com.
Okay, great.
Okay? Where are you calling from, Pat?
I'm in Connecticut, and...
Okay.
I also heard it's interesting that they use the last name to get more information.
Yes, what happens when I do a consultation is it's your current first and last name and your questions that get us to the real appropriate area of the records. When I'm using a first name, it's not as deep as if we're doing an individual consultation. Clearly, there's other aspects. There's other energies here. In other words, we can only hit certain levels in a telephone, radio telephone consultation with the first name.
Okay.
Okay. So that's why the person I recommend that if somebody wants to ask me a question, they email me their first and last legal name and their question if they want to be on the air, and then they call me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or I'll answer it that way, too. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I actually spoke with you last week, and what you and they had to say was really, this is a strange word, eloquent for what they said. It was about me with anxiety and agoraphobia, and you telling me that I think they felt that the agoraphobia came about from the unexpressed rage. And I relayed all of this to my therapist, and she was really taken with what they said. And that's why I say eloquent. There was just something about the way you spoke it. And I would really like to, you've been trying to figure out how to start to access this rage, what I need to do to clear myself so I can start living. I'm really, really immobilized. Which I think is anxiety and depression, and you gave me insight into rage, so I'm grateful for that information.
I'm sorry, say that one more time about what you kind of went out on me for a moment.
When I said I was immobilized, I was saying, which I interpret with anxiety and depression, but last week you gave me the insight that there was rage there, and I was grateful for that insight.
Right. Well, and rage can create depression, dear.
Yeah.
You understand that, you know. So when you went to your therapist and gave the therapist the insights you received, what was the therapist's response?
I think she probably knew it, but I think she was really taken with how you expressed it, and I can agree with that. There was something about it that was very eloquent, and not just you. It was the way the wisdom keepers expressed it.
Right.
That affected me profoundly, and her too. I'd not seen her react that way to any other information I'd brought in. So that really, you know, just confirmed kind of how I felt about what I'd received from you.
And what was her... What the record keepers are asking here is that when you brought that forward, did she give you information or... a technology or a exercise or even a plan of how she planned to help you move through this?
I can talk to her about a plan. I think she does have plans. She waits on me, sort of. What she did show me, she really verbally tried to express that this rage, oh, I remember what was brought up was how I quickly lost respect for my grandmother and myself, seeing ourselves as very weak. And she was telling me that, you know, that was really put there by my parents. And I argued with her, and I said, no, I really have such hate for myself. And she was saying, can you journal that? And I said, no, I can't journal it. I have a hard time journaling, but she got me to the point where I could really see for the first time real hate towards myself. That was a big step for me. And I think I left thinking, how am I going to get to this? I want to get to this as quickly as I can to work on this and clear it out.
Okay, so... first of all, what the record keepers are showing me is like pictures, not of real people, but like you actually creating pictures of your anger.
Yeah, I was wondering if I should do, when she said journaling, I was wondering if possibly I could do pictures. I'm an artist, but yes, I'm very blocked.
And so it's really about you. The piece here is that if there's some art therapy, that it's important for you to look for a counselor or a therapist that can help you through art therapy.
Okay.
You understand what we're talking about? What they're talking about is there are a variety of different anger. It's not anger management, but it's about moving through. And what they're showing me is that you need to literally express the anger to actually. They're using the word purge it from your body.
Right.
The challenge that you have is that you don't feel safe in doing that.
Right.
And so to do it with a therapist or with someone there that you trust, that whether it's beating a pillow or creating a picture that you can explain and then destroy.
Okay.
There's pieces like that, and there was like again, Pat. This is a quite involved question for because there's different things, but it's clearly around you working with someone that you trust that can make it a safe environment for you,
mm-hmm.
where you can move into the freedom. Again, of feeling. So the record keepers are telling me to give you the same advice that they gave me. It's about really becoming aware of your feelings in everything that you do. And notice where the anger is. Because it'll pop up. It'll be there. And you may have, pushed it down. But the reality is, if you become aware of your feelings, it's going to start. That's one of the first steps.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And then take this information back to your therapist and say, are you able to help me? Not capable, but do you have the tools to do this? Do you have a referral for me to work with someone?
Okay.
So, because in other words, like, you could work with us through the records, but your highest good right now, in other words, like we could come up, the record keepers could tell you about the core issues and more expansiveness. But the idea of actually moving out of your anger, what they're saying is it's really about you creating a support system around you and having the professionals around you that you can call when you get stuck or when you need to express yourself. And clearly, I could be one of those professionals, but we don't want to say that the work of the Akasha is medical or psychological or in that professional realm.
Yeah.
Okay, that disclaimer has to get up there. But,
yeah.
But the idea here is that you really seek out your next step is to find out what your self-care needs to be.
Okay. She's the first one I think I've trusted. She's the first therapist I think is good. I've been in therapy for 30 years. And I also, can I ask you this question? She has a mantelpiece of tiny little toys that one of her patients brought in over the years who was schizophrenic, who is now coping very well. And you made me, I thought, oh gosh, I'd hate to leave her. And I'm wondering if I could play with those toys. Like,
absolutely.
Sandbox therapy. Thank you so much. I didn't even consider that before.
If you could play with the dolls. They're showing me is like toys that are like dolls.
Okay.
Are they like dolls?
They're tiny little, in a way, yes, almost like little finger puppets, little toys at this. Yes, They're little things that represent creatures or people or... Yes.
And so it would be helpful for you to make up stories when you're there with her.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And allow that to show for absolutely. That would be great for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Bless you all.
All right. Well, I have to close out the program now. But I want to thank you for calling, Pat. Thank you for being such a loyal listener. And I'm sending blessings and light your way. Hello? Whoops. Hello. I hope Pat heard that. I'm sending blessings and light her way. Okay, so we have to close the show tonight. Gosh, you guys are wonderful. Thank you for making my birthday even better than it was. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. And I hope you have a wonderful, miracle-filled week. This is Donna Fox saying goodnight, and I love you. Bye-bye.